Airline mergers are expected in the months ahead and more airline collapses are likely, a report from PwC concludes. It also envisages that airlines will need ongoing access to emergency liquidity, including government support for the foreseeable future. $180 billion in government support has already been provided to airlines, which the report says has introduced a long-term unleveling of the playing field. Just under 22,000 companies were formed last year, a reduction of 4% on the numbers for 2019, the latest figures from CRIF VisionNet show. However, startup activity improved as the year progressed, with the figures for the final 3 months up by a fifth on the same quarter last year. China's economy grew at the slowest pace in more than four decades last year, with GDP growth of 2.3%. It represented a marked slowdown on the revised 6% growth for 2019. China is expected to have been the only major economy to have posted growth in 2020 after a strong rebound from the COVID crisis. On the currencies, the euro is trading at $1.20.7 and 89.2 pence sterling.